B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Tainis Daf Yud Zayin. We're going to start from the second line from the top of the Omud. Alo rishoynohu oymer misha'ono es Avram chule. And this takes us back to the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Omud Aleph. The Mishnah is going through the seven brachas, of which six of them are added between the Goyel Yisrael, the seventh bracha, and Rafa'enu, which is the eighth bracha. And the Mishnah there on Daf Tezvav says as follows. Al Haravius, which is the third of the added brachas, who Oimir Misha'ono es Shmuel, talking about Shmuel b'mitzvah, who Yane eschem v'yishma b'kol tzakaschem hayom hazeh boruch ato Hashem shemea tzo'oko. So regarding Shmuel, someplace in Shmuel, it was obviously clear that Hashem listened to his tzo'oko, to his cry. And then the Mishnah continues, Al HaChamishis, the fifth of the extended brachas, which is the fourth of the added brachas, who Oimir, Misha Onres Eliyahu Bahara Karmel, who Yane Eschem Vishma Bekil Tzakaschem Ayim Azeh Boruch Ato Hashem Shemia Tfilo. So the Mishnah obviously seems to understand that in context of Eliyahu Anovi being answered on the Har HaKarmel, then Hashem was Shemia, heard his Tfilo, his davening. So now in our Gemara here, on Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara says, Tona, in a different brisa, yesh machlifin tzo'oko l'Eliyahu, that in context of Eliyahu Anovi, it wouldn't mention tefillah, it would mention tzo'oko, the crying out, u'tefillah l'Shmuel, and regarding Shmuel, it would mention tefillah. The Gemara explains, bishleim gabi Shmuel, if you look in the psukim by Shmuel, k'siv bei tefillah, u'k'siv bei tzo'oko. Also tefillah is mentioned, also tzo'oko is mentioned. So we can understand that our Mishnah would say Tzo'oko by Shmuel, and the Braisa will say Tfilo by Shmuel, because both are written there. Elo gabe Eliyahu, regarding Eliyahu Anovi, Tfilo Ksiv, it says Tfilo by Eliyahu Anovi, it says Aneini Hashem Aneini, answer me, and that is a formula, a term used, and sounds like a request and a Tfilo. But it doesn't say Tzo'oko lo yiksiv. It doesn't say anywhere that Eliyahu cried out. So how could the Braisa say regarding Eliyahu that the bracha would mention Tzo'oko and not Tfilah? Answers the Gemara that exactly that posuk, Aneini Hashem Aneini, that we assumed, that in the question of the Gemara assumed, as indeed the Mishnah held, that it's a term of Tfilah, Loshen Tzo'okehi, the Braisa understood that Aneini Hashem Aneini was a crying out to Hashem, not just a Tfilah. Continues the Gemara, Al Hashishis hu oimer, mi she'ono es Yoino, chulei. Al Hashviyis hu oimer, mi she'ono es David, chulei. That back to that Mishnah, the Mishnah that we're discussing now, the Mishnah says that the sixth of the extended brachas, the fifth of the added brachas, actually makes reference to Yoino Hanovi. The seventh of the extended brachas, the sixth of the added brachas, it mentions David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. Now, chronologically, that's out of order. Yoino lived after David and Shlomo. Asks the Gemara, Mechta, let's try and understand this. Yoino Basar David or Shlomo Hava. Yoino lived after Shlomo, David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. Mai Tam Maktim Leibereisha. Why is Yoino Anovi mentioned before David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech? Answers the Gemara, Mishum deboye lemichtam merachim al haoretz. Because it's very important that the final bracha should close with merachim al haoretz, that Hashem has mercy on the land, because that's what we're talking about here. We're davening for Eretz Yisrael, about Eretz Yisrael. The main part of Eretz Yisrael is the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi discusses exactly what the Oretz we're talking about, whether it's just generally Eretz Yisrael or the Beis HaMikdash, but either way, we want the final bracha to be discussing the Oretz. And that's the bracha in context of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. So we have no choice other than to put Yoino Anovi before David and Shlomo. Tana Mishum Sumchus, we learned in the Braisa that Mishum Sumchus Omru, they said in the name of Sumchus, Boruch Mashbil Haromim, instead of saying the bracha, instead of closing the final bracha of these seven with Merachim al Oretz, then the final bracha would close with Baruch Mashbil Haromim, that Hashem humbles the haughty, because that's exactly what rain does. Rain makes us reassess our situation, it humbleizes us and makes us do tshuva, as we've seen in the Gemara till now. Continues the Gemara, Sholo Yish Tainu Yis Harishoinu Yis Anshei Mishmor Mis Anin V'loim Ashlimin Chulei. etc. And the main point the Gemara wants here is the etc. The Mishnah that was discussing regarding fast days, the difference between the Anshei Mishmor, the Anshei Beis Av, then the Mishnah digressed to another set of halachas that also changed depending whether a particular Kohen was in the Beis Av or whether he was in the Mishmor. What's the Mishmor? The Kohenim were split into 24 groups. Every week, a different group of Kohenim, a different shift of Kohenim, would come to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah. They were the Anshei Mishmor. That group was split up into seven, says Rashi, and every day of the week, a different group would be the ones who were doing the Avodah. And those were the Anshei Beis Av, and if they needed help, if there was more work to be done than the Kohenim available in the Beis Av were able to do, then the rest of the Anshei Mishmor would help them. And the Mishnah told us some different halachas. The halachas regarding drinking wine, and we're going to get to that. Let's see the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Mipnei ma omru, why did the Chachomim say that Anshei Mishmor, the entire shift of Kohenim of that week, mutorin nishtos yayin balelos, they were allowed to drink wine at night, avaloi bayomim, during the day they were not allowed to drink wine. Why would that make sense? The Anshei Mishmor, they were not working during the day either. It's only the particular Beis Av that were working that day. Answers the Gemara, Shem otichpada avoido al Anshei Beis Av, maybe there will be more work for the Anshei, for the people of the Beis Av, then the Beis Av could contend with, and then the Anshei Mishmor would help them. V'yavoyu, they would come, v'yasayu lehem, and help them. And since doing the Avodah under the influence of wine, if a Kohen drank a reverse of wine, he's not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to learn about the consequences of somebody who does later on in the Gemara. And since there's always the chance that during the day, they're going to have to come and help their brothers, the Anshei Beis Av, therefore the entire Mishmor that were associated to that week's work were not allowed to drink wine during the day. Mipnei ma omru Anshei Beis Av loy bayoyim v'loy balayla. Why the Anshei Beis Av, the group of Kohenim that were working, the family of Kohenim that were working that day, why are they not allowed to drink wine the following night? Because there is no avodah at night. You can't shecht korbonus at night, and most of the avodahs cannot be done at night. Answers the Gemara, Mipnei Shein Asukim Tomid Ba'avoida, because they're always busy with Avoida, and what they're really doing is they're finishing off the Avoida of the day. They would be putting the animals that didn't have space or time to be put onto the Mizbeach, they would put it onto the Mizbeach, they would turn over the meat on the Mizbeach to make sure that it got burnt properly. So they were constantly engaged in doing the Avoida. Mikan Omru. So now, from the fact that the Mishnah said that anybody who his Beis Av is that day is not allowed to drink wine in the day and the night, if it's just his Mishmor and not his Beis Av, he's allowed to drink wine at night, not in the day. So what happens today? What happens nowadays? There's no Beis HaMikdosh. Mikan Omru, Kol Kohen, any Kohen, today, Shemakir Mishmarto, he knows exactly which shift of Kohenim his family belonged to. We know that there were 24 shifts, the 24 Mishmoris, they had names. And it could well be that a Kohen knew he came from Yehoyarov or Yehoyodo or any one of the other 24 groups until that original Yehoyarov or that original Yehoyodo, etc. And in the event that he also knows exactly which family he descends from, that he, and he knows exactly if the Beis HaMikdash were to be here today, then today I would be doing the Avoida. And assuming he knows not only which Mishmor he is, not only which Beis Av, but which day of the week his Beis Av was working, and he also knows that there's no reason that him and his family should be excluded from being able to work in the Beis HaMikdash. For example, if there was a chalolus and other things that could happen along the way that could prevent a person from being able to work in the Beis HaMikdash, such a type of kohen, also lishtos yayin kol oisei hayom. This particular kohen is not allowed to drink wine that entire day. continues the Braisa, b'makir mishmarotoy ve'ein makir mishmeres beis av sheloy, if he knows which shift he belonged to, but he doesn't know which family within that shift he belonged to, and that means he knows which week he would have served, but he doesn't know which day, v'yodea shebote avois of kvuim shom, and he knows that his family would be fit to serve in the Beis HaMikdosh, then osur lishtes yayin, he's not allowed to drink wine, kol oisei Shabbos, that entire week, because... And the reason, that we're going to see later in the Gemara, but the reason for these halachas, the Tanakhama, they hold that Mehira Yibonei HaMikdosh, we have to take into account that B'siyata D'Shmaya, from one moment to the next, without any prior preparation, suddenly the Beis HaMikdosh will be here. And if this Kohen has drunk wine, and he suddenly has to come to the Beis HaMikdosh and serve, he's not going to be allowed to do that. So in preparation for the Beis HaMikdosh and its speedy rebuilding, he's right through the Golas, he's not allowed to drink wine on those days that were the Beis HaMikdosh to suddenly reappear, he would not be able to serve. So that was the second halacha. The third halacha of the Tanakhama, Einei makir mishmartoi u'mishmeres beis av shaloi, if he doesn't know which shift of Kohanim he belongs to, and he doesn't know which beis av, which family he belongs to, v'yodea shebote avois of kvuim shom, but he does know that whenever his shift is, and whenever it's his turn, then his family would be allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdosh, also lishtes yayin kol hashono, he's not allowed to drink wine ever, because he doesn't know which mishmor he belongs to, and therefore, at any given point, the Beis HaMikdosh may reappear, and it might be within his Mishmar and within his Beis Av. He's got to stay away from wine all the time. Rebbe Omer, that was the Tanakhama. Rebbe argues, and Rebbe says, you Tanakhama, you hold that Shem Yibonei HaMikdosh, Imirtz Hashem, at any point, suddenly the Beis HaMikdosh will get rebuilt. Then according to you Tanakhama, even somebody who knows exactly which Mishmeres he's in and exactly which Beis Av is in, Ice Rebbe would hold, he's not allowed to drink wine any time, not only in his particular day, because maybe when Beis HaMikdosh gets rebuilt, they're going to change the order of the Mishmoris. It may be when the Beis HaMikdosh gets built and they're going to do an inauguration, a Chanukah HaBeis HaMikdosh, maybe that first, the initial time of working, all the Mishmoris, all the Kohanim would be serving at the same time. So if you, Tanakhama, are taking into account the possibility of Mehira Yibonei HaMikdosh, it should be osa for every Kohen, irrespective of how much he knows and whether he knows which group or family he comes from. Oimer ani, osa lishtos yayin le'olam. Any Kohen should always be osa, according to you, Tanakhama. Aval ma ese shetakonosoi kalkulosoi, I, Rebbe, hold that since we've been in Golus for this long and for whatever reason, we are not choshesh for Mehira Yibonei HaMikdosh. And the Mefarshim discuss why we should not be choshesh, but we're not choshesh for Mehira Yibonei HaMikdosh, and therefore I, Rebbe, hold that the Kohanim are allowed to drink wine. Omar Abaya, Zabaya said, Kaman shasu ha'idna kahana chamra. The Kohanim today, who are all drinking wine, even those that don't know which Mishmeres they come from, and according to Tanakhama, that would be Aser. Who are they following? So obviously the Gemara says, Karebi, they're following the opinion of Rebbe that says that we are not choshesh for Mehira Yibonei HaMikdosh. Now this doesn't mean that we're never choshesh for Mehira Yibonei HaMikdosh. There are other sugyas in Shas and Beitza and other places where we are explicitly, we have halachas that come from the concept of Mehira Yibonei HaMikdosh. That's something that's discussed here in the Mefarshim. Continues the Gemara. Anshe Mishmar v'anshe Maimud Asurim L'Sapir U'L'Chabes. And the Mishnah continued to digress to different halachas depending on the Anshe Maimud and the Anshe Beis Av and the Anshe Mishmar. And we already explained the Anshe Beis Av are the people that worked on that particular day of the week. The Anshe Mishmar are the group of Kohanim that were working that week as a group. And the Anshe Maimud are people who would watch and be present whilst the Kohanim were bringing the Korbonis, and they were representing Klal Yisrael on whose behalf the Avodah, the Korbonis, were being brought. We're going to see more on this later on in the Masechta. And the Mishnah told us some other halachas regarding the prohibition of having a haircut or washing their clothes. So the Mishnah said, Anshe Mishmar v'Anshe Maimud Asurim L'Sapir U'L'Chabis. They're not allowed to have a haircut during the week that they are working or during their allotted week, nor are they allowed to wash their clothes. Ubechamishi, However, on the Thursdays, mutarin, they are allowed to mipnei kveida Shabbos, in honor of Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, my tama, why would it be true that they're not allowed to have haircuts or wash their clothes during their shift, their week? Omar Rabbi Bar Barchona, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, kedei shelo yikonsu lemishmaratom kashei menuvolim. If they know that they can have a haircut and wash their clothes anytime during the week, then they'll delay doing that, and they'll, when they actually come into the Beis HaMikdash, they will be menuvolim, they'll be very, very unkempt. If they know that they are not allowed to do it during the week, they'll make sure to have their haircuts and wash their clothes before coming into the Beis HaMikdash. Now this is very understandable regarding the haircuts. Regarding washing clothes, there's an element of chiddush here, because they were not wearing their regular clothes. They were wearing big day kahuna, and we're certainly not discussing washing the big day kahuna. So as they came into the Beis HaMikdash, they were not serving with their regular clothes. So why should they need to wash their clothes before coming in? So you'll notice the Gemara says, kedei shelo yikonsu. Of course, once they're in the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to take off their clothes and wear big day kahuna. But when they're coming into the Beis HaMikdash, those few moments upon entering the Beis HaMikdash, it's inappropriate that their clothes should not be washed. And therefore, we want them to make sure that they wash their clothes before that. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan explains this. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Melech, a king, mistapir b'kol yoyim, he has a mitzvah to have a haircut every single day. Kohen Gadol, me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos, a Kohen Gadol has to have a haircut once a week. He should not let his hair grow for more than a week. From Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. Kohen Hedyot, when it's not the Kohen Gadol, but the main Kohen under the Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, achas l'shleishim yoyim, and this is not only that Kohen Hedyot, this is actually talking about all Kohenim who are serving in the Beis HaMikdash, that any Kohenim besides the Kohen Gadol have to have a haircut once in 30 days. Says the Gemara, melech mistapir b'chol yoyim mai tama. What would be the reason that the Braisa says that a king has a mitzvah of having a haircut every day? Answers the Gemara, Omer Baba Bar Zavda, Omer Kro, this is learned from a posuk. The posuk in Yeshaya says that melech b'yofyoy, a king in his beauty, techazeno einecho. Your eyes should behold, you should see. And since it's important for the king to be seen in his beauty, therefore it would be important that he has a haircut every day. Continues the Gemara, Kohen Gadol me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos ma'itama, what would be the reason a Kohen Gadol would have a haircut every week? Answers the Gemara, Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, Hoyel u'mishmorois mischachois. Since the shifts of Kohenim, they change every week, and a new shift of Kohenim are coming in, and they want to see the Kohen Gadol. And they want to see the Kohen Gadol in all his beauty. And therefore, since this new group are coming in, we want to make sure that they are seeing the Kohen Gadol after he's had his haircut. Continues the Gemara. Kohen Hedyoit, achas l'shleishim yoim, that a regular Kohen has to have a haircut every 30 days. Minolon, why would that be true? Answers the Gemara, this is already learnt out from a posuk. Asyo pera pera minozir. That we learn out from the word pera, which means the growth of his hair. We learn that out from nozir. Ksiv hoche, it says regarding the Kohanim, the posuk says, V'roisham lo yigaleichu upera lo yishaleichu, which means that the Kohanim, upera lo yishaleichu, pera is long hair, lo yishaleichu should not be allowed to grow. They're not allowed to let their hair grow long. Uchsiv hasam, and regarding the nozir, it says, the pasuk says, kodosh ye gadel pera, he should let his hair grow long, sa'aroshe, the hair of his head. So you see clearly that there's the same word, pera, which is referring to long hair, is written also by the Kohanim, also by the Nozir. Ma la'alon l'shloishim, in the same way that the Nozir, who must let his hair grow long, he's not allowed to cut his hair, the Pasuk says, gadil pera, then so too by the Kohen, where it says that he's not allowed to, upera lo yeshaleichu, he's not allowed to allow his hair to grow long. How long is that? Afkan shloishim, it must be 30 days. So we learn from a Pasuk, from Gzeira Shova, that a Kohen is not allowed to allow his hair to grow for 30 days. That's why, once in 30 days, he has to have a haircut. Asks the Gemara, V'nozir gufei minolon, who told you that the length of a hair that a nozer has to grow, which is what we are learning, is what pera means? How do you know that's 30 days? Omer of Masna. Rav Masna said, Stam Naziros, Shleishim Yaim. The Pasuk is talking about a Naziros that was not explicitly limited to specific time, to a specific amount of days. And such a type of Naziros, we assume, is for 30 days. Minolon asks the Gemara, why would that be true? Why would, if somebody says he wants to be a Nozir, why would we assume it's for 30 days? Answers the Gemara Omer Kro, because it says in that very same Pasuk, it says, Kodesh Yihye, Gadil Perasaroishoi, then the word Yihye is Bigmatria Tlosin, Hava has the numerical value of 30, and from there the Chachomim understood that the Torah was impressing on us that Nazirus, which has not been explicitly restricted to a certain amount of days, is 30 days. Says the Gemara, Omale of Papa La Abaya, of Papa asked Abaya that you assumed that when it says in the Pasuk regarding the Kohanim, Veroisham lo yegalechu, Ufera lo yeshalechu, that it means that 30 days, a Kohen is not allowed to let his hair grow. So says Rav Papa Tabaya, but Dilma, maybe what the Torah means, Hachaka Omar Achmona, the Torah means when it says, Ufera lo yegalechu, lo yelirbu klal, you're not allowed to let any grow hair, any length, and even one day. And that would mean that a Kohen has to have a haircut every single day. Omar le, Zabaya answered to Rav Papa, if the Torah would have written, lo yeshalechu pera, do not grow any length of hair, we could understand that way of understanding the Pasuk. But now that it says in the Pasuk, upera, and long hair, lo yeshalechu, you should not let to grow, then what the Pasuk means is, upera, you're allowed to have a little bit of long hair, upera lihava. You're allowed to have a little bit of long hair. Shiluchahu d'lo lishlichi. However, to let it grow long, that you can't do. And that we learned before, that how long is called too long is 30 days. Says the Gemara, if you have a pasuk that says that Kohen is not allowed to let his hair grow for more than 30 days, ihachi afilu ha'idna nami, what changed nowadays? It's true that we don't have the Beis HaMikdosh and we don't have Avoida today, but the halachas of the Kohenim still apply. So maybe when it says, v'roisham lo yigalechu, fera lo yishalechu, then even nowadays a Kohen has to have a haircut every 30 days. Answers the Gemara, dumya dishsuye yain. Because in that same pasuk in Yecheskel where it says Veroisham lo yigalechu ufera lo yishalechu, then the pasuk after that actually compares these halachas to the halacha that a kohen is not allowed to drink wine and not allowed to do the avoda when drinking wine. Marsh suye yain, in the same way as regarding drinking wine, bizman bia, only in the time when he was allowed to and when he was able to come into the Beis HaMikdosh, huda osor, that's when it was also for Kohenim to drink wine. Shaloi bizman bia, however, at a time where he was not able to come into the Beis HaMikdosh, for example, nowadays, shori is allowed to drink wine. Afhochanami, so too also regarding having a haircut, that the restriction of not allowing the hair to grow for 30 days only applied when he would be able to come into the Beis HaMikdosh and do the Avoida. But nowadays it doesn't apply, says the Gemara V'Otanya. Rebbe Omer, you're assuming that nowadays once a Kohen is allowed to drink wine, did we not learn in a Braisa? Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Kohanim Asurim Lishtos Yayin La'olam, that well, Rebbe was responding to the Chachomim, that according to the Chachomim who say that, and we mentioned this already earlier on in the Gemara, that Rebbe was saying, according to you Chachomim, that you're assuming that the Beis HaMikdosh may be built at any time and the Kohanim have to be prepared. If so, Kohanim would not be allowed to drink wine any time. Aval ma ese, but what can I do? Rebbe argues with the Chachomim and says, takonosoi kolkolosoi, that from the very fact that we've been in Golos so long, and how the Mefarshim discuss exactly what this means, but takonosoi kolkolosoi, and the in Golos, we do not impose this restriction on the Kohanim, and the Kohanim are allowed to drink wine, says Rebbe. V'omar Abaya, and Abaya said, Kaman shosu ha'idna kahana chamra, according to which opinion do the Kohanim today drink wine? And Abaya said, Karebi, that's following the opinion of Rebbe, that Rebbe said that indeed nowadays they're allowed to drink wine. But what do we see from there? Mechlal, the Rabbanon Osri. So we see that the Tanakama of Rebbe, they hold that nowadays, one's not allowed to drink wine. And according to the Tanakama, if you're not allowed to drink wine, then the same way as you're not allowed to drink wine, maybe they're not allowed to let their hair grow for 30 days. Says the Gemara, no. My Tama, why is it also to drink wine, even nowadays, according to the Tanakama, Mehera Yibone Beis HaMikdash, because we assume that at any given moment the Beis HaMikdash may be rebuilt. Ubeinon Kohen Aroi LaAvoida, and the Kohenim have to be prepared and fit to be able to do the Avoida. Veleka, and if they're going to be intoxicated, they'll have drunk wine, they will not be able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. But however, Hocha, regarding a haircut, Efshel Mesapir V'ail. It's possible to just have a haircut and then go into the Beis HaMikdash. Just having long hair would not stop a Kohen from being able to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Being intoxicated, there's nothing he'll be able to do that will allow him to go into do the Avodah as soon as the Beis HaMikdash gets rebuilt. Says the Gemara, why not? Even regarding drinking wine, there's something he could do to get rid of the influence of the alcohol on him. Even the Kohen drinks wine. Efshe degani, maybe he can go to sleep, pour it a little, have a little sleep, va'ail, and then go into the Beis HaMikdash. Kedrami bar Abba, as Rami bar Abba told us, Da'omer Rami bar Abba, derech mil. If somebody walks for a distance of a mil, which is 2,000 amos, or v'shein or kol shehu, or if he sleeps even a small amount of time, mefigen es hayayin, that dissipates the effects of the wine. If so, in the same way as you can have a haircut nowadays, because the same way as you can let the kohen can let their hair grow long because they can have a haircut and then go into the Beis HaMikdash, so too a kohen should be allowed to drink wine and just go to sleep or walk a little bit, and then he'll be able to do the avodah. Says the Gemara, no. Lav mi itma lo, did we not learn regarding this? Omer of Nachman, Omer Abba Baravua, leishonu elo kesheshos o shirovias. That's only true if you drank as little as a revias. Avol shos o yosim revias. If you drank more than a revias of wine, kol shkein trederech matridosei. Then on the contrary, walking that distance is going to actually disturb him even more. And the wine is going to have an even stronger effect on him. V'sheino mashchartoi. And sleeping is going to intoxicate him even more. And therefore, that's the difference between the hair growing long, that you can at any point just have a haircut and come in. However, drinking wine, certainly if it's more than a revias, there's going to stop the kohenim from being able to go and do the avodah, and therefore that stayed also nowadays, according to the Tanakama. Rav Ashi gives a different explanation. Rav Ashi says that Shsuya Yayin, there's a fundamental difference between the issue of a Kohen who's drinking wine and the Kohen who has long hair. Because a Kohen who's drinking the wine, who's intoxicated, the Mechali Avoida, that when he does the Avoida, then it actually invalidates anything that he does in the Beis HaMikdash then. Because the Pasuk learns, it says in the Pasuk, Yayin v'sheichor al teish, the Kohen is not allowed to drink wine. And then the Pasuk says, Olehavdil ben HaKodesh u'bein HaChol, that if a Kohen does drink wine, then Avoida, instead of being Kodesh, is going to be Chol. He's going to invalidate the Avoida. And that's very serious. And therefore we say Kohenim should not drink wine, according to the Tanakama. And therefore, Gozru Bu Rabbonon, the Rabbonon decreed that the Kohenim should not drink wine. However, Pru'e Rosh, having long hair on one's head, Deloy Mechali Avoida. Even were the Kohen to do the Avoida with long hair, it would not invalidate the Avoida. And therefore, Legozu Burabonon, the Rabbonon didn't decree that nowadays Kohenim are not allowed to have long hair. Says the Gemara, is now going to ask a question against Rav Ashi. Meisvei, Ve'eilu Shehein B'Misa, the following are punishable by Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Shsuye Yain, somebody who does the Avoida under the influence of wine, Uprue Reish, or a Kohen who has long hair. So you see that both, the Brisa says that both Shsuya Yayin and Pru'e Rosh, both of them, it's a punishable by Misa B'Dei Shamayim. And Bishleim Shsuya Yayin, regarding drinking wine, Behed Yuksivbu, it says explicitly in the Pasuk, Yayin V'Sheichor Al Teisht, you're not allowed to drink wine, Ata Uvanecha V'Lo Yisamusu, because if you drink, a Kohen who drinks wine and then does the Avoida is punishable by death. Ela Pru'e Rosh Minolon, where do we learn that if a Kohen does the Avoida while with long hair, that he's punishable by Misa B'Dei Shamayim? It says in the pasuk, "V'roisham lo yegalechu," as we saw before. This is the pasuk in Yecheskel. "V'roisham lo yegalechu ufera lo yeshalechu." Kosim yichsimu es roshem. That's one pasuk, and the next pasuk it says, and the Gemara actually brought this before, that the pasuk compares the long hair with the wine. It says, "V'yayin lo yishtu," do not drink wine. Kol kohen bevoya melachot or pnimis. Any kohen, when coming into the inner courtyard, is not allowed to be under the influence of wine. So we see there's a hekesh between the yayin lo yishtu and the upera lo yishalechu. V'iskush, we compare prue roish l'suye yayin, having long hair, to being intoxicated. Mash l'suye yayin, in the same way as if a kohen does the avodah when drinking wine. B'misa, he's chayev misa, as we saw before from the pasuk, therefore af prue roish, so too, b'misa. And the Gemara is now adding, umino, from the same hekesh, imash suye yayin de mechali avoida. According to what you said before, that if a kohen does the avoida whilst intoxicated, the avoida is invalid, then from the same hekesh we would learn af prue roish de mechali avoida. If somebody does the avoida with long hair, then also the avoida will be invalid. And that's not like Ravashi. Ravashi says that the reason the Rabbanon did not decree that kohenim are not allowed to have long hair is because even if they did the avoida with long hair, it would not invalidate the avoida. But now that we have a hekesh between the long hair and the wine, and the hekesh came from the braisa that said that compares the two regarding that it's punishable by misa b'dei shamayim, and we assume it's also compared regarding invalidating the avoida, then having long hair also invalidates the avoida, contrary to what Ravashi said. Says the Gemara, loy. Ki iskish le misa ut iskish avalachule avoida loy iskish. The Gemara is saying that no, that we only compare them regarding that if one does avoida with long hair, it's punishable by death, but that it invalidates the avoida, that the hekesh doesn't teach that to us. Omar le Ravina le Ravashi. Now Ravina asked Ravashi that we just assumed that the hekesh does teach us that if somebody does the avoida with long hair, the hair that grows for more than 30 days, then he's going to be punishable by Misa, like somebody who does the Avoida whilst under the influence of alcohol, of wine. So Ravina's asking Ravashi, that where did you learn this from? From the Hekesh, the two psukim in Sefer Yecheskel. But ha mikame da'asa Yecheskel man omra. Before Yecheskel wrote his Pasuk, how did people know? Did we not know, or was there no source, that if somebody does the Avoida with long hair, that he's chayev Misa? Omar Lei. So Ravashi answered back to Ravina, Ulatamech, and according to you, it means you're trying to ask a question from, you know, based on the fact that it can't be, this is new halacha from Yecheskel, and saying it must be that we don't learn out wine from the long hair, and because it can't be that there's a new halacha written in Yecheskel that's not written in the Torah. But I can ask you, says Ravashi to Ravina, a similar question. How do Amar Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda said, "Davar zeh mitoras Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadnu. We didn't learn this in the Chumash that was explicitly given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu. U'midivrei Kabbalah lamadnu. However, we learned it out from Psukim in Yecheskel. It says in Yecheskel, Koy Amar Hashem Elikim, Kol ben Nechor, any stranger, Arel Leiv v'Arel Bosor, somebody who's been uncircumcised, his flesh or his heart, lo yovoy el migdoshi, should not come into the Beis HaMikdosh, l'chol ben nechor asher b'soich b'nei Yisrael." So we have this halacha, that somebody who's an oral is not allowed into the Beis HaMikdosh, is not allowed to do avoida. Ho mikame da'os Yecheskel man omra. Before Yecheskel wrote this pasuk, who would have told them this halacha, that somebody who's an oral is not allowed to do the avoida? Elo, says the Gemara, it must be Gemara Gomirlo. It must be that they had a tradition from Sinai that was the halacha. Va'os Yecheskel, va'os mechakra. Yecheskel came and he put it into a pasuk, and he supported that tradition in the pasuk. Hochanami, so too regarding the misa for an kohen who does the avoida with long hair, Gemara Gomirlo. They had a tradition from Sinai. V'asu Yecheskel, v'as mecha akra, and Yecheskel supported it in the psukim. And ki gemiri, halacha le misa, and this that Yecheskel compared the two, it was only regarding, and we already said this before, it's a repetition, it was only regarding that the similarity between a Kohen who does the Avodah whilst having drunk wine and a Kohen who does the Avodah whilst with long hair is only regarding that they're both punishable by Misa B'dei Shemaim. L'chule Avodah, however, we're staying with, Rashi stays with what he said before, that regarding invalidating the Avodah, Lo'i Gemiri, that's, the Hekesh was not written for that purpose, and even though some, a Kohen who does the Avodah under the influence of wine does invalidate the Avodah, if he does the Avodah with long hair, it does not invalidate the Avodah, as we saw before. And Yemirat Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.